Welcome back here to the Double Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, right on University at the new home. Really excited to be here. It's shaping up pretty well. Things are working, so thanks Brian and Luke and the team for making sure technology-wise we're all set up and everything. It's coming along with the Walk Radio as well. You got to connect with Don Brown just a minute ago. First hour. It was a few minutes ago, but first hour and another good show from Don as he really puts a local focus on Waukesha as that station continues to move forward. We're excited. You heard another newer program, the 9 o'clock hour today, which was great to get that started. And there's some important information coming out there as well as that that show continues to move forward. And I think it's going to hit the airwaves, hopefully, live maybe. And we're looking at progressing that to live maybe at some point, I hope, is the call. But we'll see. Right now, you get to hear that program Saturday mornings, and we're excited for that as well. We do have a couple of quick things to talk about, and then we're going to get to our next guest, who is a nonprofit leader here in the community. But a couple of things to remind you about. One is today and tomorrow at Pancake Cafe in Stoughton, Drew and his team are doing an incredible fundraiser to help support Project Home, which is a nonprofit I work at. And it's just a great example of a local business. Again, like I told you before, you reach out and the local businesses are the ones that step up, a local business supporting a local nonprofit. And so they are doing 10% of all sales this weekend, going to make a donation to Project Home next week. So please support Pancake Cafe Stoughton, a local business. Please support Project Home. And it's an opportunity for you, as Drew liked to call it, you dine and he'll donate. You dine and Pancake Cafe Stoughton will donate. So those opportunities are out there for you. Another one is Migrants is doing a similar operation. They actually have done it this whole week, but that goes through the weekend as well. So Migrants right off the Beltline. You can get some great food from Chef Oscar over there. And you can also support Project Home through that effort, as well as Chef Oscar's doing 10% of sales over the last week. So some good stuff there if you like good food, good local restaurants, and you can support a good cause all at the same time. Those opportunities are there for you. So we have a big event coming up where we will highlight those two gifts from those two local restaurants, and it's called The Big Share. And we have a participant of the Big Share with us in Commonwealth Development, and Justice from Commonwealth is going to join us now to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk Big Share, we're going to talk about Commonwealth, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things here, Justice. But first off, I just want to say thanks for being on the show today. Thanks for making time for us on Let's Get Local. And please introduce people to Commonwealth Development, what it is and what it's about, and then we'll get into some of the activities with the Big Share.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me here today. Commonwealth Development, it actually was created in 1979. A group of folks created it somewhat of a neighborhood localized effort at violence prevention and a way of thinking about violence prevention. One way, obviously, is, you know, a lot of programs and everything. Another school of thinking is what you have to do is buy the property in an area and create low-income housing and then create an economy for low to moderate income business owners, and then train a workforce in an area. And over time, you know, that's where you'll actually see the long-term violence prevention. You'll see that come through fruition. And so that's how we were created. We do a number of things. We obviously are a development company where we do actual development of projects, both residential and commercial. We manage our own housing and commercial spaces. We have a low-income home ownership program called Lease to Purchase Program. We can get low to moderate income aspiring homeowners into their first homes, and we run that. So that's a lot of our housing stuff. I will say that a big part of our housing work is the TLC part. There's a lot of pride, a lot of effort that goes into maintaining the units. Mm-hmm. I think about this a lot, just like the way I always put it is, you know, imagine the first time you fell in love, and it doesn't have to be like with a person or the Hallmark thing. It's like, you know, it could be reading or running or writing or cooking. But what was that feeling like? And just think about the space, the place that you were when you fell in love, and then to think about the place that you're going to create for someone to live in, and ask yourself, could you imagine falling in love in that place? And so that just goes to say that there's a lot of effort, a lot of focus on the maintenance and maintaining the properties where we're going to put families. So that's a real big thing. So that's our housing stuff. We also do a number of things in terms of economic development. We have some of the oldest and I think some of the more effective business incubators in the state of Wisconsin here. We have two of them. A first stage incubator, it's called the Madison Enterprise Center, which is a partnership with us and MG&E that we've been doing since 1986. And those are for first stage businesses. So Potter's Crackers is the anchor tenant over there, but we also Lily's Forest, Looking Glass Bakery. We have a number of really amazing businesses who are over the Common Kitchen was there, who are there now. And then we have a second stage business incubator called the Main Street Industries, which is at 931 East Main Street. If you're familiar with Giant Jones Brewery or Old Sugar Distillery or Quinton Apple, those are all in that building. So we've been supporting these things. It's actually one of the more, I think, when I learned more about Commonwealth, when I was debating about coming back to Madison, that was a huge thing, looking at the effectiveness of what Commonwealth's business incubators were, how effective they had been over the last 30 years in really developing a local economy here. Just, you know, everything from like the Madison Recycling Program kicked off in there. We've done some work with Occupy, letting them come in there. They did some phenomenal work. If you're familiar with the stuff they were doing around the tiny houses a couple of years during the pandemic, that was just awe-inspiring. So they were in there for a little bit.
Hey, Justice, we got to cut to a quick break. Can we talk more when we get back?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. We'll be back with Justice of Commonwealth right after this.